This coffee got to him.
Are we on?
Did you know? She's not.
I'm waiting for the cue from the back room. I am, Nancy. Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the special promotions committee meeting. We have a quorum, so we'll call our meeting to order. We only have one agenda item, and I don't know if we don't really need a public comment period, but being as we have a distinguished member of the public here, Mayor Peters.
Hello.
Hi.
Janice Peters. I just came to, again, reiterate, I think you all got my memo about the reason that the council wanted to discuss a refocusing of the promotions committee in light of not only our budget cuts, but the changes that have been happening in the marketing industry over the last few years. And, you know, more outreach to our existing businesses, how we can develop more interest in them, as well as get more people and more businesses into town. Just a broadening of the scope, basically. So since you do have my memo, I will leave that to you. Just wanted you to know we are going to be discussing with you. We may want to continue it for more discussion. I'm not sure how the council is going to handle it. So please give us as much input as you can for that meeting so that we can determine where we go from there. And I appreciate you taking the time to have this extra meeting. Okay. Any questions? That's kind of what I was here for.
Yeah, and me too. I don't know if the committee is if you want to get some clarifications on some of the ideas. I don't think, again, as Janice has said, is my understanding that these are just some ideas that have,
yes,
that come up. These are pretty much yours for the moment. You haven't had input, right, from the rest of the council. And
this was something that John Zorgenfrey, Bob Hendricks, Bill Pierce, and I had discussed. So there's a little bit of input. But it is not something that's supported by the council yet. All we have agreed on is that we would like to broaden the scope. How we do that, we haven't decided yet. These are just some ideas to start the talking point. When the microphone goes on.
Okay. Since you are at the spotlight,
yeah.
is there any way you can just kind of go through what your thinking was on some of these ideas?
Our thinking was that I think that marketing has changed a lot over the last 10 years, and we haven't really changed your job much. You know, it's still promoting. Initially, it was promoting out of the county. I think we have broadened that to include in the county, realizing that we have a lot of people that we're not reaching right next door that we could get to come here for the day or for a weekend away from the heat and Paso Robles or whatever. So it's broadening the scope a little bit that way. It's realizing what a change the internet has made in how people travel. Now, when you travel, you don't call a travel agent necessarily. You don't look for sure that we're addressing everything, not only reaching out for promotion as to what we have, but also to perhaps reach out and realize what businesses we don't have that might help us if we drew them here, and how can we do that? You know, maybe that's part of the goal that your committee could have. So we're open to suggestions. Nobody owns anything here yet. It really is looking for your input and your ideas. And I know last time I was specifying how some of you fit really well in different categories, and I apologize for that because it hurt some feelings, Billy. And
that was certainly, he has feelings?
That was certainly not our intent at all. It was simply to just say that, you know, we realize that all of you have very different gifts and knowledge of what our tourist industry is or what our business industry is. Ed with his work at the visitor center, Ed Biagini with his work at the hotel. I mean, you all have different input that is valuable. And we were thinking, you know, if you wanted to have subcommittees or separate goals, that might be a good way to do it, where you'd have a couple of people working on a specific goal and developing that. But again, nobody has written any of this in stone. It's all very volatile right now and open to discussion and ideas. It's kind of, you know, think out of the box. Let's be creative. Let's see how, with our limited budget, we can do things better, do things more efficiently, more excitingly, whatever. It's really open, and I don't want anyone to think that this is what you have to do. This is just ideas to start the discussion rolling. And also the fact that, you know, we have an advertising agency. We've worked with them for a long time. A lot of that stuff as far as what we can spend on advertising is pretty much set now. So perhaps it's time to think about...
Just reading this thing, and I can tell you that I did not really talk to anybody about it, but there are times that in our meeting that I criticize myself in these meetings that it sometimes feels like a financial meeting because we spend a lot of time on the budgets and the dollars and so forth. Being an ex-accountant, one of the things that I really, I don't know how many years now, I've been asking for really revised, more clarity on some of these numbers so we're not stuck on the air going through what's this line item, what's that line item, what's this line item. And it seems like, I feel like maybe the message to us is that we might be spending too much time on financial information.
I don't blame you for that because I know that's how it's been set up.
Right.
That a lot of your purview has been, you know, how much can we spend on advertising here, there, and the other way. And I kind of would like us, now that we don't have as much to spend, to get you away from that and have you doing more about creating more opportunities for tourism and for business and promotion and all of that without having to look at the nickels and dimes every week.
Right. And not every once a month. I hope it's not once a week.
We do it once a week.
I don't look at it once a week. Bob does, maybe. But, you know, and some of that has to do with, you know, and I'm going to be very frank here, we ask for certain information. I feel like we're just spinning our wheels trying to get that information from the finance department that could clarify and really answer some of the questions that we ask month in and month out. Put that aside. The other question I have is, do you want us to look at this thing more of a as developing development for future developments and future not only business, but I mean actually looking at this thing as a, I hate to use the word, redevelopment agency. I'm speaking for me again,
and I want to be very careful. I'm speaking for me. Yes,
so
I would like to see you looking at everything beyond just promotion. And we can even change the name of the committee if that's what it turns out to be, you know. But I would like to see not only promoting existing businesses, because certainly that's our first goal is to support what's here already, but also to bring in other businesses that would be complementary and help the existing businesses so that we just develop a more viable shopping area and, you know, events, special events, if there's others that you can think of, anything. Anything that you think would help our promotion to not only outside of this area, but locally to our residents. You know, if we can get more people shopping here instead of going into town, all of those things. I would like to see the committee broaden to that extent. And again, I'm speaking for me. Cover up the mayor.
Okay.
Well, I have a question being kind of the novice member here, but if it gets broad enough to, and I had an old professor in college always said, be sure to define your terms first. And is there a definition for business actually here and what was called a business? I mean, in Tourism Commission, hotel, assumedly business, restaurant, assumedly related. But where are things that are not necessarily tourist businesses, but they are businesses per se? Because my question would be, at what point does this begin to sort of merge into chamber?
A deli and and perhaps a gift shop or a candy shop or something out by Foster's, would that help keep traffic going on Main Street? It doesn't have to be just hotels and restaurants. It can be other things that would draw people here and make our business district viable. And again, we can broaden the name of the committee if need be. The discussion is kind of open, and we are looking. I mean, I don't know if you saw our last meeting, but we had a whole informational presentation on redevelopment. So if we can do our own little mini business boosting kind of thing, that would be good too. Does that answer your question?
Sorry, yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Other questions?
When these ideas are brought forth, and that will be the easy part, who directly is going to implement that? Who's going to go out and bring the business? Is that the committee's job?
Well, that's what I'm kind of looking at, is giving you something more to do than just look at budgeting and how many ads we can buy, but to let your imagination go and think, you know, gosh, wouldn't it be great to have this or that over here, or have this event every October or something like that, and see what you can find out and how to bring that in. And then if it is something that requires a council approval, bring it to us and let us think about it. Hopefully it won't be something that costs a lot of money unless it develops its own financing.
Janice, I had mentioned to you before my concerns. I was in a position of trying to bring some businesses into this community, and the his in lieu of fees at the rate they were at currently, his in lieu of fees cost more than the building. So he, I guess what I'm getting at is, we're supposed to go out and attract businesses, but it's awful hard to attract businesses if the city itself is almost anti-business. And I hate to say, it, but there would be a couple more businesses in town if the prevailing attitude, because of the prevailing attitude, they didn't want to come in. It costs too much.
That would probably be a side issue to what this group would be doing, but it's certainly something that's worth bringing up.
Well, you do run into that from the, I mean, I run into it from the whole community. Mm-hmm. There's a whole attitude amongst a certain number of people in the community. They don't want any new businesses in this town. They'd just soon lock up this town and shut it down. And they don't want tourists in this town. And there's a lot of it. And I mean, I find it hard to go out there and really say, hey, come to Morro Bay, we want you in this town, when there's a whole lot of people that don't want any new businesses. So I don't know how to approach it. I know how to approach trying to get tourists here. Our job has been.
I think, frankly, rather than, you know, taking Janice's time up and you know, in a way, that's what our job has been.
Right, and I'm not asking you to form a redevelopment agency. That's not the goal at all. It's just a matter of, you know, if there were two of you that perhaps were assigned to be out there looking for what kind of space is available and what kind of business might be good for us, you know, can we maybe put those things together? I don't know.
Right.
And I'm not even saying that has to be one of your goals. I'm just saying that's the kind of discussion I'd like you to have. As far as the community and selling things like that to the community, the thing I've learned more than anything, the longer I'm in office, is education and having not only people outside learn about us, but having the people who live here learn what works and what we need to make us financially successful. And I think this year, more than any other, is the time for people to start learning that because of our budget cuts. So we have to get over that kind of close the door, nobody can come in attitude. And the best way to do that is to get our citizens to understand what we're trying to do. And maybe that can be part of what you say, you know, that we need to do an outreach to our residents to let them know what we need as far as being a tourist-friendly town.
Well, I think we have talked about that in different budget meetings, where we might end up having to do an internal communications program. We've talked about it before, the value of the tourist. And really kind of educating that these people are paying the bills, and when they're not here, then they have to pay the bills, meaning the citizenry. And we've talked about doing that, and like with a local paper and things like that. You know, maybe that's something that we would, you know, finally implement.
I really like your idea of, just my thoughts, I really like your idea of wanting to get together again with City Council in a joint meeting. And my main reason was that in the past, to some degree, but if just simple explanations of why do you do this way, or you know, or we've talked about our relationship with the visitor center and fulfillment. And I'm guessing, and I'm from what I've heard, I'm thinking it's still not clear.
That's true.
Really, you know, and I think in all fairness, I mean, I know what, after our discussion tonight, other than public comment period next week, you know, and I've seen what's happened at three workshops where, you know, where the conversation gets going and rolling and then it's gone, you know, and I'm just very concerned about that happening without at least being able to you know, we can only discuss what we know about. We don't know what you folks may come up with at your next council meeting for ideas. And it would seem to me that before anybody jumps to something that we, you know, that we could get together, because I frankly don't think our committee's broken. I don't think it ever has been.
Nobody was saying it.
No, no, I understand.
Not at all. It's right. Just a matter of, is it really doing something that needs to be done, or can we broaden the scope and have it be more effective?
Sure.
Have you be more creative in what you do instead of just number crunching, as John said? You know, that's not being as proactive as I think you all could be.
Right.
Given your experience in the community.
And in the past, I can tell you from my longtime experience here that in the past, I would say, other than up to the last 4 or 5 years ago, we spent basically one meeting, and that was the last meeting we had, which is our first meeting of the new fiscal year. We've met subcommittee. We discussed the media plan, the marketing strategy. And after that, it's just saying, how are we doing? And that hasn't happened the last
night with is a real good outline of points for us to consider, and the suggestion that we have a joint meeting after our meeting to talk about them, that's fine. I don't know how the council is going to go with it, but I'd certainly be open to that myself. So if that's what you can do, that's the most effective thing you can accomplish tonight, that'd be great, and give us something to discuss, then maybe we have a joint meeting and pool the discussions.
Great. Any other questions? Good to go. Thank you.
I had some thoughts.
Absolutely.
So.
Thank you, Janice. This is quite an honor, I got to tell you. In all the years of being on the promotions committee, it's the first time I think we've ever had two council people. It's not even in the morning. Oh, there's a clue. Hint, hint. Hi.
Hi, Betty Winholtz, Morro Bay council member. I'm actually here representing Melody DeMerritt. She had an unforeseen incident that happened, and she could not be here. She asked me to relay, and I'm going to call them concepts because I don't get the details of them. So hopefully you can make up what goes in between the lines and run with it, with this imagination that Janice has spoken to. She wanted me to mention two words, and that is promoting and industry. And that she sees your traditional task here, much as you've been talking about and as you feel comfortable with, that of course is your major job. And her other prong then is the industry, and whether that relates to you or whether you see that happening in a different committee or however that works or bounces back and forth, how do we promote other kinds of business than tourism in Morro Bay? And that was one idea that I understood. The second one had to do with going, I think, back to the promotion side of that. And I don't think program's the right word, but where they see, oh, I've done this, but I haven't done that, you know. So they know that there's options here, what that means. Oh, there's another event coming up. When she said that, what I reflected back on was I had gone to Auburn, California once and went and visited their little historical museum. You sign up a little form. Every quarter, I received a flyer on what's going on, you know. And I know you all, or Visitor Center does something like that. But it was, but I note that there was something every weekend going on in Auburn. And so that was my reflection. So beyond the detail of that, I can't help you. I just know that that was what she was saying. As for my personal comments, since I'm here, I think I'm kind of aligned with what Ed was saying, be a genie, in that you were brought here for a specific purpose, promoting, and I would feel somewhat uncomfortable about expanding into another field without other kinds of people involved. However, as residents of Morro Bay, I think that you know a lot about living here and being in the community, and I think you can have that brainstorming. As regular citizens, what is it that we don't have? What do we need? Expanding upon those ideas. I've had a similar incident as Bill did. A businessman who had been here for 20 years wanted to expand his business. His son had grown. They wanted to go in together, couldn't find space. Carpentry was their work, and they needed a storefront along Quintana somewhere, I assume, or North Main. Couldn't happen. He went to Atascadero. He wanted to stay here because they live in Cayucas. So that kind of thing, you know, what can we do to get other kinds of businesses?
The idea of expanding the number of events and the kind of events in Morro Bay. And we have in the past, and I'm going to speak for the committee, but we've in the past pretty much said, you bring us an event and we'll get the word out that it exists and that we didn't believe that at the time it was in our, under our purview to create events. That being said, I feel and I've felt pressure to expand somehow to try to create that kind of a different kind of environment. I don't know how you get the volunteerism through this committee going. Unfortunately, she's not here to defend herself tonight. She's in Sacramento, but I always turn towards the chamber thinking that's where the volunteer pool is to try to, you know, get something like that going. The other comment I wanted to make is that for this past week and the next week, this town is not only hopping because it's July, but it's hopping because the Mid-State Fair is going on. And this town really gets busy during the fair. So it's not, it doesn't necessarily have to be an event that happens here in Morro Bay. As a matter of fact, how neat for the residents to have those folks come home from a day of making Paso Robles really busy and sleep in Morro Bay and eat dinner in Morro Bay and maybe breakfast in the morning in Morro Bay. So I don't necessarily believe that it's an event that has to take place right in Morro Bay to create an environment to attract visitors here. And that's why you see the promotions committee trying to talk up the wine industry and the wine country and stay here and go to your wineries in 115 degree heat and then come back here and cool off. You know, I need some more, especially fall, winter time activities here to draw people besides the Harbor Festival. And thank goodness we have a great bird festival up and growing. And I hear we get to try to grow it a little bit more this coming year. So that's great. What else? Go. Any comments, questions for Betty or? Pretty easy. Bye. So, Danny, did you want to make a?
Oh, sure.
Well, I mean, you're here. Might as well.
Hi, my name is Danny Taupe, and I'm an ex-promotion person. That sat on the board for 4 years. And we did spend a lot of time on budgets. And I hope that this, with your fiscal crunch, that you guys have been able to figure out where you're going to go. But events are definitely a key point for our little community. But as you pointed out, the Hearst Castle, the wine country, all these places are in this triangle of 15 or 20 minutes away, and they really do draw us. And that's why it's important that we continue with our advertising agent, and that part of our promotion board does not get cut. We still need our banner ads. We still need our website going. I would like to see the Chamber create more events. Janice has created an event. I've created an event. Unfortunately, we've lost the Jazz Festival for another year, I believe. I believe that we'll be coming back and picking up a date that Pismo Beach had for the parade, the Mardi Gras parade. So we might get that going in February. That's up to Gary. So I attended the Jazz Festival in Mammoth. There was 14 venues. It was awesome. The town was early to get people out of the hotels a little bit earlier, out to breakfast sooner. And there's, you know, the economic problems that I see in the city, like the things that could be changed, like paid parking. I've never gone anywhere to use a beach in Southern California that I didn't put a dollar in and get a little ticket out, even though it wasn't manned by a person. There was always a booth there. There was always a money collector somehow. So, I mean, there's things that we could do here to boost the economy, and, you know, off the top of my head, I can't think of them, of course, but, you know, I will by the next city council meeting. Thank you.
Thanks, Danny. So, folks, where do you want to start? Yeah, do you want to, you kind of, again, as guidelines, do you want to kind of walk down Janice's list and see what we, and go from there? I mean,
sure.
It's kind of.
Run to the ring.
I'd like to know what the feeling is of creating this. Actually, I think what her idea was, what I see on this, is actually one major committee, which is the budget ad hoc committee, which is made up of the mayor and city manager and the advertising agency and a visitor center representative, and then a bunch of small committees under that. And I wonder what the feeling of the committee is on having two separate operations where we don't get to talk to each other, we don't get to know what the other committees are doing, because they'll all be separate organizations, and we won't be meeting as a group anymore.
Well, I saw that personally. I saw that that, for example, reports could be made to the full committee at regular meeting dates. Mm-hmm. I took that as us being the full committee.
Well, I took that to mean that each individual group was the full committee, the hotel-motel group, the business development group, the tourist promotion group, and the website group. These are the groups that she has delegated.
Well, I guess maybe rather than discussing that idea, we should probably talk about the way we see, mm-hmm. you know, the way we see our committee continuing, and that might help, you know, give council, you know, some idea of where our thoughts are rather than on that particular issue, you know, trying to pick apart whether it's a subcommittee or a full committee or something like that.
I'd like to, since Bob and John were at these meetings, I'd like to ask them what the thought process was in regards to this budget and really the whole process was. So I'm still not very clear as to what the message is here and what we're trying to do. Is the message for us to redo our whole mission statement? I mean, it sounds that way from...
Well, do you mind if I was just going to say, the meeting, originally I called Janice because I had seen a tape of one of the original workshops, and there were several things in that.
You're talking about the budget workshop?
Yes, that needed clarification, and requested just that I have lunch with her. And then she suggested, well, I'd be fine, but I'd like to have Bob and Bill come as well. So we ended up meeting at the agency. And I think where this came from, where the subcommittee idea actually came from, was that I said that I think what the – and addressed this to the committee is that we're going to have to think outside the box. We're going to have to try to get more public relations. We're going to have to do more because we're not going to have as much money to buy these things. We're going to have to earn them. And I mentioned the PR committee as an example. I said that it's much easier for me and I'll be much more effective if I have somebody feeding me this information. And David's a good example where he came up with the idea about the yacht club and offering races that people might be able to go and watch. That's a good example of something I might not be aware of because I'm not a citizen here. And so I would have a subcommittee that would feed me that information. And then another example came from the hotels. And I said that another part of this, when you have a reduced budget, one way to grow the budget is through co-oping. And I said, we need to get a co-op with the county when we can. We need to try to co-op with the other businesses. So, if the promotions committee has a small budget to put a little money into Sunset, if we could have three or four hotels ride coattails on that, then we would have a bigger ad. But I'd said at that point, though, that we had not been very fortunate in getting co-op, that we've tried this before, and with the exception of the two hotel owners that are sitting on this board, we didn't have a lot of participation. And I said that was a problem. And so then I think it arose where, well, we have two hotel owners that could maybe encourage or, and I don't really show, I'm not sure how active the Motel Hotel Restaurant Association is, but try to bring that group together and show them how valuable it would be for them and how they could stretch their budgets if they'd co-op. So that's how this whole idea got, where we would take the individual talents that existed on the committee, and then we didn't really talk about that we would, you know, we no longer have any meetings I don't know if I could get somebody to help me with this co-oping and make that thing work, because I think we could actually add another $20,000 or $30,000 onto the budget if we could get businesses to participate. And that's easier said than done. And the idea with events, I mean, I agree with that. We talked a little bit about that, but I think as this committee knows, events cost money to put on. And I guess the greatest probably even to have a committee that would help on, you know, figuring out or trying to secure events. I mean, the Endeavor is a good example of an event that did cost some money from the city standpoint, but they pretty much came with their product anchored, and we had thousands of people come see it. So there's a good example of maybe an event that wouldn't require as much city services. So maybe there's a committee that, you know, in all of this, I work with those subcommittees and try to implement it, but I need a little help in, you know, gathering the data, I guess, is really what it comes down to. And that's how I saw the biggest part of this occur, through that suggestion.
I would agree with everything that John said. A couple of other things that occurred to me along the way is that the whole issue of promotion and events and the interface with the city has changed as a result of our budget contraction. And as a result of that, the city isn't in a position to be as proactive in terms of assistance with events. And we were talking about that in the context of this meeting. And so what the obvious concern was, or issue, was how to sort of backfill the void left by the city budget cuts and maybe augment that through interest and concern and emphasis on making sure that we do what we can to develop and further enhance the website and the web advertising and that whole response mechanism to mine that for everything we can get, because it seems to be a real fertile ground as far as promotion within the industry. And beyond that, let's see, one other, maybe a little bit about the meetings, the number of meetings. We were talking about how certain times of the year are critical strategically from the standpoint of making decisions about promotion, and certain times of the year are not. But the committee meets every third Thursday of the month, whether or no. So there was a question as to when should the committee meet and what should the committee do when it does meet, because, you know, there are some days when those decisions are critical and some days when the meetings are a lot less timely. And nobody had a real solution for that, but it occurred to me that maybe if we built a meeting schedule around the promotion plan as opposed to a standard point per month in the calendar, that maybe that would make some sense.
There was one other item that I just remembered, if I could mention that, was that another point of the meeting was talking about economic development. And I wanted to stress was that economic development really is based on customers. If you have a business, whether it's a coffee business, it's a restaurant, it's a hotel, it's all about customers. And that you need to have customers to make a viable business. And that's what's going to attract more businesses to come to Morro Bay, if there's customers there that are going to buy and utilize their products. And part of that is because of the popular tourists. So that was mentioned as well. And I do think, and I know, John, you've mentioned this in a couple of meetings, that the whole idea, and again, this would come back where a business person is offering recommendations to the council and how to attract businesses, is the reality of business, whether it be the parking fees. We've talked about providing maybe incentives for hotels to build some meeting space. I'll give you one example. In Pismo, when Whalers Inn was changing over, they were put on a fast track because the city knew they were going to get that TOT because that hotel was closed for remodeling. I mean, that may be a good example where, you know, at least that advice or that, you know, wisdom from a business perspective comes in. And that's really the only other thing we talked about, was maybe having the businesses kind of relate what would attract more businesses in the area of, if, and you can't certainly give away everything. I mean, I'm not talking about that, but just certain instances where it would make it viable for a business to come and not come.
When we wandered off into this area, too, I think there was a discussion about the importance of trying to grow the businesses that are here, doing what we can to create a climate that's positive from the standpoint of the businesses that are operating here so that they can grow and expand, hopefully, over time and help the community grow. Nobody really had a formula or solution for those problems, but they were raised as issues in the discussion, so I recall.
Jump. You don't have to raise your hand or anything.
As long as your green light's on.
Yeah, green light's on. Nobody's home. I can pay them. It costs money. They do the consulting that, like I say, takes a rundown leftover Lumbertown place called Stumptown or something, you know, and makes it into a forestry heritage site. And that's huge. That's big. Now it went from being nothing. This was an Appalachian dirt pile. Has now got resorts and all. But you then need to make, or you being the city, needs to make that investment in its future. And that's like a huge plan. That talk about a redevelopment. I mean, we're not a rundown stump town by any stretch of the imagination. But that's the kind of consulting it may be, and I put that up, certainly a bigger, brighter brain that I'm capable of that needs to come in, and an outside set of eyes that looks at your town in an objective way. I imagine also the same type of person, and I will go check his website when I get home tonight. I bet he's done studies and books he's published on how do you deal with locals who don't like the tourists. How do you change the internal community antipathy towards their principal source of revenue? I bet there's a psychological case study in there on how that stuff is done. I see people now walking around with, you know, a big button on here that says, I heart our tourists, you know. And there may very well be some psychological studies done on that type of thing, and that's the kind of research. Well, I'll go and I'll check it out tonight and see what's there, because if those are clearly big picture things. You don't go from being the Morro Bay everyone's known and loved as the quaint town it is to suddenly being the kind of destination. I'm trying to think of a, come to me in a minute, Ashland, Oregon, and a Shakespeare festival. I mean, it's an event-related place, a place known around the world, so to speak.
Where?
It has Ashland, Oregon.
No, just kidding.
Master plan. Well, redevelopment, but not in exactly the sense I think that perhaps the mayor meant as we look at a zoning map and decide on redeveloping injuries, but in here it's almost, I've used the word psychology a couple of times in this ramble, but it's a state of mind. It's almost reformulating a strategy. And gosh, if it was my own life, I'd call a competent shrink. And in this case, I say maybe there is some outside consultants we need to look into, or at least the literature, at least take a look at the literature on the subject. Because I'm sure as ecotourism and other things have become major things over the last decade, there have to be publications. I'm not familiar with all of them, but I'm willing to go online and see what we can dig up and see what others have done first, so we don't necessarily have to reinvent the wheel, for what it's worth.
I'm still a little lost as far as, if our task becomes go out and attract businesses to this area, I think
that we could almost, if you wanted to take a vote and decide that we become an economic development agency, I would guess that it would go down in defeat. Number one, we have no expertise in the field of that, and I don't think that's what's expected of us at all. I really don't. We could all give our 2 cents as to what it would take for me to be able to add another jacuzzi room to my place, or John to build a meeting room, or somebody to add to their business. We could always do those planning. Those are all code planning issues that, you know, I don't know.
But who's going to implement those events? Who's going to take these ideas that we have and move them forward so that John can promote them, advertise them? I mean, that's so I get a little lost there too.
Well, and we've struggled with that. You know, we have over the last year of talking about that very issue. And you know, I keep wanting to drag the chamber in, and only from my experience being on their board, knowing that they have an events committee.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's what their committee is, you know, does, is to try to come up with events. And unfortunately, it's really a volunteer effort to put on any event, as Danny knows, and Gary knows, and all those people, and yes, it takes money, but I think that, you know, at any good event can attract the money it takes to put it on if it's a good enough idea. I mean, whether it's sponsorship or whatever, but I see us continuing to talk about events and the ideas for events like David has had, and just trying to steer those ideas towards some type of either getting it to evolve into an actual event, or saying no and this is why, or something like that, and try to start small so it doesn't get overwhelming, because it can get overwhelming, I think, really fast, you know, to a small group.
It can, but I would think that there are private entrepreneurs out there that if we were to...
Thanks, Nancy.
I love that.
I agree, but I think that there was out there that would promote kayak racing, for instance, or any other type of event that we might want to have, and we would guide them, give them the guidelines for that, but the actual work that would be done, the actual execution, as you say, would be performed by this company, by these outside vendors. And we could advertise for them or make it known that we're looking for people to promote these types of events in our town and see what comes of it.
Yeah, I think the word promote, what you're talking about is, and I agree, I mean, there are people that, if as long as they see it's viable for them, they're going to make a profit. Because really what we're interested in is covering our costs, whatever they might be for the city, but we're going to reap the benefit, especially if it's an event that's going to require people to spend the night. We're going to get that in filling up the hotels, and the restaurants are going to be full. I mean, again, it's about making the businesses flourish. And there are certain promoters that will pretty much take care of all that. We're still going to need security and maybe some parking assistance, things like that. But, you know, an idea is the car show in Pismo. I mean, that's a promoter that puts that on. Now, granted, there's a lot of city involvement in that, but there's also a bill that the city gives to the promoter. Of course, everybody probably read in the paper that last promoter, there was a little discussion about that bill. But the reality is there's somebody there that's taking all of the registrations, that's showing them where they're supposed to park and doing all of that. And, you know, maybe the first couple of years, those guys don't make any money. But
we have a very successful car show that's all run by volunteers and that the city supports, because I think they don't have to come out. And as far as I know, they don't present a big fat bill to the car show committee. And thank goodness for that. Cause
some of these other events that only a promoter would know. And it all sounds good. Just to play devil's advocate, I mean, there's also promoters that are flakes and they don't know what they're doing, and it can be a problem as well. But you just have to find the right ones. And the Morro Bay is unique in that it has attractions that you know some promoters would see. And then also, as I said, maybe seeking out some of these other event-oriented ideas like the Endeavor that pretty much come self-contained. You know, we did have docents and all of that participated, volunteers, but they also had a full crew. They took the tickets. I mean, it was...
Well, we were also very lucky to have you directly involved with that ship to begin with. You know, I mean, we've had many tall ships here in town that have, you know, kind of sent a little memo on a sticky and said, hey, we're coming. And that was it. I mean, you had you had a heads up on that, and we were able to really do it justice.
But you know, I'd love to take credit for it, but it really came from the promotions committee when that came. And then what we were able to do is we said, let's really embrace this event. We got all of we really did what we're supposed to do. We promoted it, and that's why I say promotions kind of we advertised it. I guess that's what I should say. I mean, the promoter is the person that brings the ship here, and then they have a full. I mean, this is a full paid staff that does this, but. But what we were able to do as a promotions committee, and I as your advertising agency, was promote it. And if we can get events like that where we just have to, you know, be involved in what we know, which is the advertising of it and the promotion of it, then and not run the event, because I don't think anybody's prepared, because we all have businesses to be out there taking tickets.
We need to see if we can get focused
on it and see where it's
well, and the problem with that is if you had you go create 20 events, but if no one knows about them, there's no way they're going to be successful. And that's kind of what's happened with the Jazz Festival, is that they struggled to get people to come to the event and spend the money, which would generate the revenue to keep going on it again. And part of the reason is that you just need to have deep enough pockets to keep an event going long enough to get the people coming here so it starts to grow. And that's exactly the Harbor Festival is a classic example, the car show, the bird festival. Okay. They're all the same.
So let me go back to one of my very, very first meetings that I had as a promotions committee member, and I threw out the idea of, why don't we put a banner up? Because there was a rifle gun show that was happening on one going down towards Cuesta College. And the comment that was made to me was, John, they're already coming here, so why are we going to spend money? So I'm leading to the next, to the meat and gritty of what we're trying to do here, is that I think our direction is basically changing and going, you know, we need to support Jazz Festival, Gary. We need to support, I mean, I'm not a gun advocate or anything, but we need to support the Hogue event that happens in June, right after graduation weekend.
Surf contest.
We need to get a hold of these people and say, you know, out of the $100,000 we have, if the city council does not want to put any money in it, but I think some of the things that we need to develop more and help these people is to say, okay, we're going to take portion of our budget and support these kind of events. That means we just took our mission statement, threw it out the door. And that, you know, and maybe we need to be supportive of that and spend the money resources we have. So through the month of June till July, till she has her bike, I'm sorry, what you call it, bike fair or festival. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, April. Is to really promote that in March and put a banner up across the city saying that they don't want to do it. The what?
Motorcycle engines. Oh. Noise.
Okay, but how many people, I mean, how many times did we put up banners helping Gary out with the jazz festival? How many times did we help the surf people? How many times did we help, I mean, we the people that, the banner, that only thing the banner I see is the skateboard contest, and that's done by a private person, but even, maybe we should take some money
even if
and
that,
put it aside.
Even if that
these.
Help came in the way of advertising the event,
mm-hmm.
even on a local
what?
Level. We've
well,
never spent money on a local
because
level.
We did try that because we tagged all our events on our advertisements with the jazz festival, the things that we knew for sure, but all of a sudden we get the surprise of this event happening this weekend, and I hate to say this, but Chamber doesn't even know about it. It happens. And I don't know if that's a person or if that's people or if it's something that we're missing out there that we don't know that's happening.
Well, I remember back at that meeting, too, and I remember that discussion because that was one of the things that actually kind of surprised me, mm-hmm. that we didn't spend money locally. Mm-hmm. We don't take an ad out of
But
no, but they're going to spend some dollars.
But that's what we're looking.
You know,
at,
and it's if we're not only you know this isn't just supporting the hotel and restaurants.
Correct.
Okay, and the restaurants are going to be affected by it. So it's not just the hotels that we're there's other businesses. When we have things that go on that locals come to, like say the skateboard event. Okay, now the thing happens to have one of the major days happens right in front of my store, but our business does fantastic. For that skateboarder, and it's all locals. There's nobody coming other than the contestants. There's nobody coming, and yet we haven't advertised it. I think it could be five times the size it is. Who comes to the car show? Well, we get the contestants that are from out of the county, but the majority of people who come here are from this county, and they know about the car show, and there's some advertising. There's posters put up, and that's where they're drawing, and that affects everybody.
John,
I mean, it's as far as motels and hotels, you've got contestants, and the bigger the event is, the more people that are coming in to spend the night and the weekend.
If I could, I'd like to weigh in on what you talked about as hiring an event person. The reality is you could do that, but then you're going to – you've already cut your budget in half. So then you're going to give up the ability to market to all those other millions of people who could care less about a car show. Or could care less about a gun show, or could care less about a skateboard, that you still have to have, in my opinion, as your marketing consultant, you still have to have a marketing budget that's going to brand Morro Bay. You still need to be there, because if you're not, your competitors are going to eat your lunch, because you're not going to be there along with the people that are also trying to track the people to go to the SBY. They don't run any ads on KSBY. The news is what covered the car show. So if you have an event that's newsworthy, you don't need to advertise it, but you've got to have an event. You've got to have something happening. And I've said all along, too, that I think it's important for Morro Bay to have some activity. People want to come for a particular thing. But to give up the rest of your marketing and to brand Morro Bay is, I think, the bigger picture is it would be a disaster marketing-wise.
Oh, no. Let me – I'm kind of glad that I started this way because I'm –
No,
I'm upsetting people because I don't believe in an event coordinator because we don't have the product to have an event coordinator. Period.
First of all, you know
what events we have here. We don't have a product that has convention space to hold the space. When we want the space, we can't get it because my son is in karate. you know, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we can't take the community center. So,
I'm glad you brought it up because I think that's going to come up. I think it's good that we discuss it.
Okay, but let me make a point here. And Bill, I completely agree with you. I think one of the things we're going to have to look at, and business says TOT tax comes to the city. Business says 7% of the 7% sales tax comes to the city. I mean, I did the McDonald's, you know, how many hamburgers can you eat one time and how many hamburgers does it take to pay for this to and so forth. I did that one time on one of our shows. Business says, yes, TOT tax is the most important thing, but there are other things that we have to look at, coffee revenue, restaurant.
We're not going to attract any businesses unless we have people walking down the street. You know, we aren't going to bring in a good art gallery or a good glass shop or on the boulevard unless there's people walking on that boulevard. The Embarcadero gets the majority, and yet you have this whole rest of town that's untapped.
Before I forget, John, when you leave here tonight, drive out Surf Street to Maine and then risk your life getting onto Maine, but it's worth it because you've got to see the dragonfly. And Dale Evers has got his dragonfly up, and that thing, I mean, that's as attractive as anything I've ever seen here.
I did the PR for him.
Oh, did you?
So I'm very familiar.
You're very familiar with the dragonfly? Okay. Well, I mean, I think that a photograph ought to be on the website.
I did that as a friend to him.
But it ought to be on the website, yeah. A picture of that dragonfly. I mean, that thing's awesome. I'm surprised there haven't been wrecks out in front of that place stopping. You know, the only thing that could be any better.
Well, there almost was one. I came close to rear-ending a guy that stopped in the middle of the street. Yeah.
But no, I think there was a
anyway.
Good, I'm sorry. There was a good statement made here, though, about I think that we have – I'm for events. I think tourists want to come for a particular activity. And even if they come and there's an event that they didn't know about, they feel kind of rewarded that they were so lucky to have an event. Farmers Market's a good example in San Luis. I can't tell you how many friends that I've taken to San Luis and they go, God, we're so lucky to be here when they have this. I go, well, they have it every Thursday. So people feel like that they're, you know, and they found this event. But the problem is, and this gets back to having... And again, I wish I had the answers of how your listeners, readers, if it's of value to them, they're going to run it. And that's not just here. It's in Bakersfield and in Fresno and all the other places. But what I think is lacking is that there's somebody that's got to take that initiative and say, okay, here's all these planned events. These are what it's going to take. This is when we want to launch the PR and do it. I think that's why I'm saying is I need to know about these events in time to promote them.
I want to know about these events, too, because sometimes it's a surprise to me.
And maybe that's one recommendation. I mean, maybe hopefully through this tonight we'll go with recommendations to what we think we need to promote.
Getting down to the business of this committee, I suggest to you that had we had a 10% increase in the TOT this fiscal year, had we had a 5-10% increase in the sales tax revenue into the city this current fiscal or this last fiscal year, we wouldn't be here tonight. And you're saying that's not true?
No, wouldn't do it.
Really?
No.
It would. No. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, and we've talked about that, I'm not saying that it would change the city's, that it would change the city's financial situation at all. No, that wasn't what I was going to say. What I was going to say was that I don't think that the eyes would be on this promotions committee quite the way they are now if everything was rosy in the tourist business. They'd still, in other words, I don't think that we would be looking at the way I'm feeling I'm looking at it. I'm feeling that we're lacking from a budget standpoint, that there's going to be a committee possibly created to manage the money, and that's what we've done all of our lives here is say this is where we were brought together as hopefully expertises in certain areas, and this
is... Anybody's done anything wrong. I think the budget is restricted very severely.
and because of the reduced budget, there has to be changes in emphasis, and John has kind of outlined what they are. And coupled with that, it seems to me that there really is there's an opportunity here that we haven't grabbed, and it's how to connect internal to the community. When we look for somebody to do something in the area of promotion that has a hotel involved, I can think of two names that are involved in that process, and they are John Solu and Ed Biagini. And beyond that, there's no one. And if there are other businesses involved, it might be Bill Clayton. It's the people that participate here that get involved in a very small circle around that. And it seems like if we were somehow able to make those connections in a more broadened way, that there would really be some real synergy there. Something really good could happen. And I'm kind of like you. I don't know what's missing, what the connection is, what the missing connection is. But if we were able to make that connection, it seems like the whole place would function better. And this whole business about getting information, events that you don't know about or you don't know about, if we had better networking of that sort, then you might know about the event if an event's the issue. It seems to me the question is, how can we do that? What are the things that we could do, or the changes we could make, or the people we could talk to, or whatever the issue is, to make that kind of stuff happen? Because where the nut of this issue is.
I go back as John remembers, and even further beyond that, and definitely further than most of the people on the committee now, I go back to a day when we had one quarter of the budget we have right now. And even if it's been cut in half, you know, it wasn't until about 3 years ago that we got such a substantial increase in our budget. And that was before the internet was a big deal, and I don't even think we had a website and at the time. So I'm very, very familiar with having to deal with a smaller amount of money. I also think that all the ideas with regards to events and the organization of those, you know, the only time when the hotels in this town were asked to come together with regards to a special was the idea of the increase in gas prices and a gas deal and going out. And so we said, okay, who can contact those hotels the best to find out if there's interest in doing that? Well, we had an in because we were here when it happened. But beyond that, the chamber sent out, because it has the same, this list that's being proposed, that was this idea here of a list of hotels, they're already there on that website and all the links to their own websites at the visitor center. So those hotels were all emailed, they were all contacted with regards to participation in this gas deal special that we, the one thing that we did try to put on as a group. There weren't any responses to that. But I don't know that to speak of, but I don't know that as the example given here, that John and I, being a subcommittee of the hotels, can do any better at going out and, you know, I mean, I've got some guns that I could, you know, persuade maybe, but.
Because we're going to need to decide fairly soon as we start moving into the spending the budget that the budget subcommittee has approved and this committee just approved. But possibly coming up with a co-op plan. And I think maybe, you know, we didn't have a very good success with the TV. Maybe that was just too nebulous, because that's not a real traditional media for hoteliers to go into. But maybe if we go into something like a Sunset, something that everybody's comfortable with, or an LA Times, and we devise a co-op plan to say, you know, the city's going to pay, or the promotions committee, whoever's city, I guess, ultimately is funding it, we're going to pay for the middle, or we're going to pay for the top and the bottom, and we're going to have the hotel partners in between. And we get some co-op seed money from the budget, the promotions budget. We get a seed money for that. Say if it's $10,000, we try to grow that into, you know, 25. And that's really what my comment was. When your budget's cut, the one way to try to increase that budget is to get partners. But then when we get that, then maybe it's going to take a physical meeting. And maybe that's where you guys could help. Because if I tried to call them with my limited credibility, I don't know how many hoteliers I would get. But if you guys call, because they're your colleagues, and we have a meeting, and we meet with them, and we, you know, we have the, I can lay out the slick. I'll show them what it's going to look like. And here's the cost. if you want to sign up for one or three, you know, here's what it is. That may be the way to get this thing moving.
And to finish my point on that, I guess the bottom line is I think it's a great idea to try to utilize the lodging specifically, whether it's through the Motel and Restaurant Association, through the Chamber, it doesn't make any difference, but to utilize that group. And I think it's a great idea to have everybody. Well, and you're not going to get everybody.
No, we don't need
so,
everybody.
So, you know, that's, you know, I totally agree.
Well, I remember in New York in the late 70s, early 80s when I lived there, that was one of the most dismal periods for New York City. And the crime was extremely high. And they knew that going in. No one was visiting New York anymore. It was no longer a fun city. And they had that campaign, of course, which turned things around. The idea was how to get New Yorkers to stop being thought of as so inhospitable to people. Right? You had the mayor who came out every meeting and said, "How am I doing?" and expected hecklers from the audience. And so I think maybe this idea of getting the people of the city more involved and think what's the cheapest way to make everyone an ambassador of goodwill to those people, because it is local. And I thought, here, you got to, who's on camera over there? You know, zoom in for me here. It's a cheap little buttons to print up, aren't you? Just zoom in on that. But what it is, and I'm being, of course, slightly facetious, but it becomes a question of adopting and taking that as your as a credo, that we those people who want visitors here make it known, and it seems over the top at first, but so did the I Love New York campaign. I remember it was everywhere you went, it was I Love New York, and it was until almost ad nauseum. However, the change in the city is incredible. I mean, look what they did with Times Square. Then look at the development that followed. And they took the, some of us missed the sleazy rundown area, but for most people, they have remade New York City. Broadway at $150 tickets now. I could never fathom that. Growing up, when I remember New York City in the late 70s, early 80s, the theaters were going dark. They were going bankrupt. The Times Square was going bankrupt. And so they did it again. It was psychological. It changed when the tourists come, and they're not as happy as the hotel owners and the restaurants to see everyone rolling in on Friday afternoon and then going away at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And I just, because I live at the corner of Surf and Main, so I see the procession coming up and down the hill of large SUVs from the west side of Los Angeles as they come and go. But actually starting a campaign like that, that's actually benign. It's not intended to put anyone off, but help just start getting... As we take ownership,
I think what would have to come prior to that, and I think this would be, recommend this, maybe something you consider for a recommendation to the council, is that we do run an internal program that's first going to give them a reason to wear the button, because they need to realize that what the tourists contribute and how that translates to infrastructure in the city, and that can be done through the local paper, it can be done through a newsletter. Though again, those things aren't real expensive, but they're not free. I mean, you've got to print the newsletter, you've got to write it, you've got to do those things. But the difference with the New York campaign was the city committed to a multi-million dollar advertising campaign that ran all across the country. And you know, it became cool to wear that, to be that, because of the multi-million dollar ad campaign.
But it wouldn't work unless the people in the city, the New Yorkers themselves, as we were willing to go, became willing participants.
Right.
If we were still gruff and grumbly and told everyone to get out of here, it wasn't going to work.
No, I'm saying that I think if you did it, it would be timely to do some sort of internal marketing campaign of the value of tourism. Then the button may be appropriate. But prior to that, I don't think you'd get a whole lot of people wearing the button.
Yeah, it's a program. You have to definitely have to see it as a... Well, it's the same thing about New York. You're right. I mean, again, in that respect, giant decisions...
I don't know if that's a very good example.
Well, they've had their...
bankrupt about four times.
Yes, they've had their share. But the point is, maybe the Queen Mary is a giant elephant. I mean, it is a white elephant. But the idea of where those big picture decisions are made... Like the one that says to New York, you know, we can let this district go on and we can see the Midtown Manhattan collapse, or we can do something about it. And it meant the reinventing, not just of this committee, but in a sense the committee's design to come up with an idea, or being charged with the idea of reinventing what is Morro Bay's economic future.
Well, everybody's familiar with the 2020 committee by now and the report from them, but I... You know, again, having all these years up until recently, feeling like I had to apologize for the business that I was in, literally on occasion in the past. But this year, sitting in front of the public hearing during the 2020 when they were taking public comment, I couldn't believe how many people, residents of Morro Bay, came out and said and talked about how valuable our tourists were, more so than I had ever heard. And I thought, my goodness, this is kind of cool. I think it's a, there may be kind of a silent majority out there that knows darn well where our economic vitality comes from today, and it is in the tourist business. I don't think it's a hard sell, I guess is what I'm trying to say, and I don't think that we got to come up with a real a motivator to wear a button.
Let them stop being such a silent majority, and once they become a loud majority, then their voices will amplify in their ability to enlist the volunteers.
Well, I think what also happened, the dynamic is that as TOT went down and they saw, and this is not just the only reason, but as
while TOT isn't going to, and sales tax isn't going to cure the woes of the finances here in town, I suggested a couple hundred grand wouldn't hurt, in some capacity. And also I have a feeling, while we haven't seen the report and won't till this coming month, I don't think TOT's so down. I think fiscal year on year, it's going to be down like 1 or 2% or something from last year. It may be off of budgeted. I won't argue that, but I don't think it's down, what enough to jump off a bridge over. Other than just, we've been kicking around these ideas and stuff, but I'd like to see our committee stay intact. I would like to see us take direction from whomever. I mean, we've always taken in ideas from whoever brought them up and discussed them. If I would like to have some specific goals given to us, not ideas, I would like to see council say, hey, we want to see you, do this or this or this specifically, and see if we can do that or talk about that. I'd like to meet with them. I'd like to talk about our relationship with the visitor center. I'd like to talk about who runs the website, because there's misconception about who controls the website. And we can solve that. We know the answers to those things. We just need to get in a room all together so that there isn't a perception any longer, and that there's this fact, good or bad, of who exactly does what. And then I think it'll be easier for folks to understand part of Morro Bay. So they don't know to type Morro Bay in like they do Santa Barbara, Monterey, San Francisco, Disneyland. They don't know Morro Bay. So how do you get that word out? Well, you can't use the internet to get the word out. You got to, because that's where it starts. So you got to go to other things like Sunset Magazine, which we've been doing for 2 years now, is trying to drive people to morrobay.org. Visit our website, visit our website, visit our website, and get that word out that Morro Bay is something that maybe come to people's mind. I don't think you can stop advertising.
Ed, I can speak from experience and tell you that some of the responses we get from Sunset Magazine that I get at the Visitor Center each week, I ask if they have an email we can contact them with. Numerous people do not have computer access. I speak with 30, 40, 50 people a day, and I would say 80% of those people who are calling because they do not have computer access to the internet.
And we know that's a demographic thing.
It's a demographic thing, and these are the people who come to our town. So I agree with you. I think the continuing the advertising is
that important. A question you ought to add to your questionnaire, by the way?
Well, I think we have that at the very end. If you don't have an email, give us your address, mailing address.
Or do you have access to the internet?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if, what is that demographic, as a percentage? I wanted to let you know that we've all received the revised questionnaire for the to be handed out, and I handed my copy that I printed to Jana so she could, because I reported that process was ongoing at the last council meeting, so I gave her that preliminary copy for her.
I'm not saying that every one of those people have not had some other way of knowing it, but how else would they know if it wasn't through an advertisement, or if it wasn't through public relations? The only other people that are going may already be visitors here, and they're checking the website for the weather or whatever, but good, because that means that they're going to reconvince them to come again. And I think the website, and we talked about the website's importance, but my emphasis on the website was that it's our fulfillment tool. It's how people get information. So we have the opportunity to turn to sell them once they go to our website. We've got their interest if they saw an ad. We need to sell them on the website. And we talked about, you know, if there's ways to even help the hotels more so. I mean, we have links now. Is there other ways, you know, right on the homepage to offer specific offers or something or get them to book now? That was discussed as well, using the internet for that purpose. But you're right. I mean, it's not going to be a marketing tool by itself. And I think from the meeting, I think that was clear from the council that was there. But I think throughout all this is that, you know, I've always taken this account very personally. I mean, I could sit back and just place your ads, and it would just be another task. But I really believe that if we can work together, if we can get the co-op going, and I can get, you know, the assistance, as I always have in the last 9 years, the promotions committee's always helped me in any way. I think this is the time that we're going to need to do it. And Ed and I go back 9 years ago when it was $25,000 budget. And what we did at that point was we did more PR because we knew we couldn't buy the media. We didn't have it. So that's really, it's almost like we're not back to square one, but we're back to where we need to really develop the public relations, and we need to find a way of getting that information.
Money's up. I'm going to be standing up in front of the podium saying, put the money back into the promotions committee. Let's do some more advertising again, because if you lose that wheel, it's hard to get it back. And we've got ourselves established. We've been doing it more and more and more year after year. And you know, I mean, personally, I want the money back in the budget. You know, if it's at all possible. I don't think that anybody, and I'd like to hear it from you, would be an advertising guy. I mean, it'd be nice to kind of reinforce the idea that you know, I sure don't want to have to hear, we don't have to spend that money again. I mean, I just don't think you can replace it.
What usually happens is, and I've had other clients that cut back, is that you may not even see a marked difference for about a year, and then all of a sudden it does go down, and then when people want to go back, then it takes about 3 more years. It doesn't just happen immediately. You've got to go back and earn those people again. So the reality is that you've got kind of a moving vehicle going, and it's going at a pretty good speed, and then you pull the plug. Well, it keeps going for a while, and then it slows down, but then it stops. And that's the only danger that I would say, is that, you know, within a year or two, we ought to really seriously, you know, look at where we're at. Because, again, I go back to responses. If you look at what the amount of website hits that we're getting as a result of the marketing, they're up. They're up every year. I mean, this promotions committee is doing its job in the sense of creating responses. What's important is we got to turn those responses into sales. We got to turn those people into overnight stays. And that's really where maybe that is more where we do more promotion and we do more interaction on the website where they have to book now. I don't know.
And a reason to hang around and go look, but also the marketing to get them to know to go there. You know, I think that's important too. And yeah, I think we all admit we have work to do in regards to working tighter with the visitor center, with getting that fulfillment organized that's one of the things mentioned here. To be more involved and active with the visitor center rather than just a monthly report, you know, on the activities down there. And even though we've got an insider, you know, that's been fairly recent that we've had that. And so maybe we need to do more of that too, just to work tighter with the visitor center.
Ed, is the mission statement of this committee going to change? John Sewell mentioned that a while back. The mission of this committee is to increase tourism to Morro Bay through marketing and advertising. And as I see it, our mission statement is going to increase or is going to expand, or is it? And that is the question I ask. Are we going to be taking on more responsibility? If we do, then we should change the mission statement or modify the mission statement that we have right now.
Well, I don't know that.
Because I think we're fulfilling this mission right now.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I just think that, and I think that the two words marketing and advertising encompass any goal setting or change of goal setting that we could possibly do. I think you can cover that under the marketing. It's just the way you market. And marketing is PR, and marketing is events.
It's not creating the events, though.
No, it's not creating the event, but I don't know skateboard, surfing,
wind sailing, surfing, whatever it is, and say, hey, how can we help you? You know, does it mean taking a portion of our budget and saying, you know, here's $1,000 for a banner, or, you know, we've spent money on the boat parade. Specifically targeted people in the San Joaquin Valley to come over here that first weekend in December for the boat parade. That's, to me, the only direct. And we did the Birders World last year for the Bird Festival. And other than those two things, that's the only time I can ever remember.
I think the key is was, that, I, it I is, think, huh? But I the think there's, a, there's something key there, and that is out-of-market advertising to try to attract people to come over here and spend the night.
Right.
So I think that as you explore promoting events, and I realize, I mean, that because if somebody's going to spend the night, they're going to go to the restaurants and they're going to go to the merchants. So my advice would be to look at sponsorships of events that are going to get you both, that are not.
What's that?
Something about free.
Yeah.
I think that I totally agree with you, John. And you know what? I've never been. I mean, I was a very strong supporter of doing the VTV thing. Like everybody, this committee just made sense to do that. You know, last year to try to promote retail business locally, and that's a great venue to do that. I think we should, you know, try to continue that type of idea. Unfortunately, if you gave me a dollar to spend, I'm thinking that, and I only have a dollar. I would rather see somebody come here from Orange County and spend the weekend. You know, that's
sure.
Because I think you're going to generate more
coming in now. Okay, and I think that's where I'm headed with any of these. If you start promoting the surf event local and you start filling this town up, we get 5,000 extra people here. It's going to generate interest all over. And one thing grows the other. But I think you've got to get the people here. And you'll.
It doesn't matter where those people come from.
Right.
It's just a bunch of people coming to an event, you know.
Right,
no,
and but they
the
do stay for a couple days.
I would agree with you that I think most good events start that way, and then they evolve. A good example is the Central Coast Wine Classic. You know, that was a local event where people, you know, locally went to it. I can remember we used to get an abundance of free tickets because no one was going. Well, you don't get free tickets anymore. They don't even advertise locally because that whole event has turned into a Southern California. People mark that on
right.
their calendar. They send their money in a year in advance, and it became that kind of an event.
Right.
But it started out locally, and I would agree. I think that, and that's really, I think we have to take a few small steps first rather than trying to have a huge major event that's going to, you know, it's
well,
start with
if,
the ones
if we
have,
took a couple small ones, that we that are already going, the skateboard event, the surf event, these are things that are happening that have a draw, and that if they're known more, I mean, I can't begin to tell you how many people I ask, oh, did you make it to the skateboard races? And they're like, what skateboard races? And some of that's even in Morro Bay, but go to San Luis, they have no idea that this event happens, none.
Well, I think that would take, you know, that would take some direction. You know, I will tell you, and Ed will probably be the best one to talk about this. So if you go to a radio station, I mean, talking about locally now, if you go to anybody, or even in the Valley, and you got a little seed money, am I right? More likely you're going to get them to partner up. If you go to them and go, I have absolutely no money, that's about
true.
Where it ends. But if you say, I have a little money, and maybe you can, like, double that, or you can become a sponsor, the reality is you're going to get a lot more coverage.
Next year I might have more money if you help me now. Yeah.
Right.
But it also bodes well for Ed Bigini's statement that it makes sense to keep the committee intact because the ideas that flow for that from here or there or there may, if they exist in a two-person here, one-person there, or two people meeting there, one-person meeting there thing, not happen. I think that's why there's a diversity on this committee, and although respect that the mayor feels we each have a special interest or area of expertise, the fact is if that stays one-on-one, it only goes so far, but it becomes one of those synergy things when it's combined with others, and I think that may be a statement for why it's a panel that meets to, as you said, discuss and decide which events are worth doing. Wouldn't be the same if it's just the two hoteliers and not a food or restaurant person or an ad person or something like that, deciding that these are the events we think should be promoted and why it may be best that it remain with a broader panel.
I don't know as far as the meeting issue is concerned that Bob talked about earlier, other than the staff, the load on staff, you know, to help us with that. I mean, to me, it's I frankly most of the time look forward to these meetings, and you know, it is prior to the budget. Once the budget is approved and met, it's we're off and running, and we don't meet again till the same time the following year. I mean, so there's you know, as subcommittees, we have, you know, we just formed the PR committee, and you know, there's no reason why we can't form other subcommittees within our own group, you know, to do these tasks. I mean, we've always been task oriented. We formed a subcommittee to put the visitor's guide together, the destination guide. We've formed, you know, subcommittees to, I'm trying to remember some of the other times that we've gotten together on a task oriented basis. And once the task was completed, you know, our job was done. So, but to form other subcommittees to report back to this committee is great. I'd like to see us continue to meet monthly.
I would too.
I mean, we've had times where we didn't meet, and I
understand what Bob and Janice were talking about as far as the disconnect problem. You know, we come up with an idea, and it sits right here, other than how we're going to spend the budget. Okay, but we come up with an idea of, yeah, there should be more events. Unless you or me or John is going to take on the load and go create the event, it ends here. And I think that's what they're talking about when they're saying there's kind of a disconnect between us and the rest of the community or rest of the business community.
Wasn't involved in that. And I'm not saying – it's just an explanation. It wasn't okay. – you know, well, maybe that should have been.
Maybe then, you know? Yeah, maybe that's what they're saying is then you two being representative of motels and restaurants, that you take that back to and you're the catalyst to take it back there and get people more interested. And I think that's what they're saying when they're looking for more of a connect between the rest of the business community and us. Or we take it back to the shop owners. Hey, look, one of you guys got to get, you know, moving.
Now that's really the impression that I got. And I think that, you know, just as a recommendation, I mean, it may be that the structure, you know, we like the structure the way it is. We see value, and I think David made some good points. But that we're willing to embrace, you know, the subcommittee idea, you know, that if that's going to make us our tasks more effective, if we're going to be able to get the hotel and, you know, more hotels more involved in a co-op program, or get the merchants more involved in a program because we have, you know, merchants talking to merchants, I think that's really where this whole thing kind of started from.
I agree with you. It has been in the past because of the size of our budget. It has been a matter of, you know, where do we go to spend this money? What's the best way to spend this money rather than other ways? You know, that has been our focus, I think. Other than the website, I think we've all tried to our best to grow the website and the quality of the website and deal with fulfillment with the visitor's guide. I think that was a big deal that we did that way. I think for the most part, our focus has been on, you know, what's the best way to get people to respond? You know, where's the best response?
With your wife, when I was the president of the County Visitors Bureau, she was very good in promoting what went on in the board of directors meeting and what direction the County Visitors Bureau was going. She made comments in there saying, John Solo said, and I don't even remember saying that. She was very good in doing that kind of stuff, directing it. And nothing against Steve and his channel of international viewers, but maybe, John, one of the things that we can take out of this thing is to, I don't know, maybe once a month to do after the meeting, do some kind of a summary press release to the local newspapers, just like what we're doing right now. I mean, last month we kind of said we're going to do more PR, Morro Bay shrinks their budget, but they're going to do more PR. Morro Bay is being redirected. The promotions committee is being redirected, so they're looking at potentially piggybacking and supporting more events. And really, right after the meeting, to go out and just do some kind of a blurb, and maybe once every 4 months the buzz will pick it up and we'll be in there, because that's what we're talking about, educating
them. Exactly, and that's what you said. You need to start that psychological process first before you can get to the buttons, by making the tourism its own news item.
Well, I think that, you know, that could be done to the community and then also to the council. I mean, I can give you a good example. We handle Santa Maria Area Transit, and, you know, transit is not something that's on the top mind of everybody unless you have to ride the bus for a need. But yet what we do is there's a lot going on, and so what we do is we email, you know, the city leaders. We let the community know, and have a monthly column in there about, and then it's always seated with some analysis of what tourism does for the city. Because it isn't going to happen overnight, I agree, but it's a campaign like any other campaign.
I wonder if the Sun Bulletin would be up to letting us have a little piece monthly about tourism. I have no idea.
Who's going to write it? John?
Yeah, I think we would have to write it. I mean, we could write it. I think it really would just be an analysis of what we're doing, and then I could get, you know, positive information from Johnny's group and from some of my own things that I have as far as what the value of tourism is. And
or maybe start it off by picking an event or something that had happened that gives you the lead and paragraph story, be it the column that would appear after the Bird Festival or the column that would appear after the, hey, we had a blah, 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 and then, you know, the upside-down triangle in journalism kind of thing that you'd start with.
Okay, say we, when we've just talked about this, are going to pick a couple of events. And I think we should do that at our next meeting, and if I could put that on the agenda, then so be it. That we pick these events and find a way to promote them locally without dipping too heavily into our budget, and then use that as the byline for a newspaper promotion committee decides to promote these events. And then see if we can get an article on what we're trying to do.
I think the only thing I would ask.
We constantly do that, though. We can't just do that once.
I'm just saying, if we get this on the next meeting.
Because I'd be willing to take that website on and make those changes if that's my authority. Because I agree, I don't think it should be on there. But we need a distinction of, okay, who's responsible to do that? If it's the agency, I'll stand here and you can say, hey, how come you had spring?
You still have winter there.
Well, I'm not doing it. So if it's my direction to change the website, I'd like to get a mandate from, you know, the committee that that's what's going to happen.
Well, that's what I'd like to see.
Well, let's stop for a second. Let's explain a little bit, because obviously this meeting is important enough to where it's going to get seen tonight by hopefully the folks are going to talk about this in the week. The history of this is that MorroBay.org and the tourism part of that was a cooperative effort between the promotions committee, the visitor center, and Tom Jones Advertising to put this thing together. And we financed the rebuild of that website four years ago. What happened as a result of that is that the software necessary on a daily basis to change calendars of events, add some pictures and those kinds of things, training took place, and people at the visitor center are trained to be able to edit the website. So now what happens, though, is that there's no I don't think we've ever directed anybody to be in control of that.
Well, for my 2 cents worth, I thought that Tom Jones Agency was responsible for.
I really agree, and it may seem a little strange for, you know, us to be sitting here saying what, you know, questioning our own what we did, but the idea was that if there was a, you know, to keep the calendar events up and those kinds of things, and I think it evolved into something beyond that. And I don't know, but I totally agree with what you're saying.
We went through several technical evolutions on the site, too, and the actual techniques, the hands-on techniques you had to go through to make modifications have changed over time. And maybe it's just gotten to the point where it's time to have, you know, somebody be the custodian.
What I understand, the visitor center never seems to have enough time or staff to actually maintain the website. And that means all the time. There's tons of stuff to do on it.
Well, at the same time, what's the girl's name that helped
Darcy.
Us? I thought that Darcy was, we gave John almost a blank check, in my opinion, to say if something needed to be done or whatever, get together with Darcy, whatever, send us a bill, and this is how much we kind of had budgeted for that. So I'm not throwing stones at you, but
I think it just,
you know,
what I need direction on what that involves, because Jeremy went out and met with Kim's staff and educated them on how to change the text, because what they were going to do is the day-to-day, you know, updating. The maintenance, as I look at it, is design, which we just did a major overhaul. We made it look like the brochure. Well, that's how that's my interpretation of maintenance, is that we're maintaining the design, whereas the day-to-day updating, the calendar of events, limited copy changes.
You know, we can't go too far with this because we don't have the defender here, you know, tonight to help us with this. But that aside, I just think it's evolved into something that has gone, has made people ask some questions.
Well, I personally think that my recommendation would be that not necessarily have two separate websites, but that you have a site that's dedicated toward tourism, and then you also have a chamber site, and that chamber site is a link to the visit to the tourism site. One example, and I know Kim was.
But that's what it is right now.
Not really.
You want a different domain name?
No, I'm saying that the visitor's site should have its integrity as far as attracting visitors. And that the chamber site that's embedded into that visitor site, where you click on it and says Chamber of Commerce, you go to that site.
Right.
In a perfect world, that's what I would recommend from a marketing standpoint. Because when you start, and I'll give you an example, and I don't blame Kim for this because I know that she was under big constraints in trying to get funding for the fireworks. But the asking for donations is probably not the – you should not have that on the homepage of your visitor site.
Right.
A visitor that's responding from a sunset ad doesn't want to see that kind of information.
But, John, that has nothing to do with the fact that's – to me, that's just was a – if I can use a word without being too bad, it's just a misuse of the homepage of the visitor site. That's
but,
all.
But the problem is the decision-making needs to be there to make it clear of what is not appropriate. And I think that's what John's point is. It's not – he's not making a technical point about – you have to take a website off of this machine and put it on that machine or anything. He's saying that you need some kind of protocols.
You're going to go to that homepage is going to be selling coming to Mammoth, whether it be mountain biking or whatever. There's going to be a link there to go to the Chamber of Commerce, and then you're going to find out about the businesses, and it's going to be a benefit to that. Because they're really two separate
for clarification, you keep using the word site, and to me site is URL addresses and domain names. That's a site. Not a page
pages.
Within a site.
Okay,
and I think, and I see when you click on morrobay.org, that homepage is the visitor's homepage. There's a button on there that will take you to the Chamber of Commerce as well as City Hall. So I don't think there's anything wrong with the way it's formed right now. I just think that we have too much liberty to play with the visitor's part of that, and we need to come up with something, and I think that we can very easily agendize that for our next meeting too, if we can, and we'll discuss that with Kim and give some direction for that. Now, the other thing is remember is that the money back to the money thing, by having the visitor center be able to control the day-to-day copy, little minor copy things, and those kinds of things, it helped us save money by paying someone else to do it. Because you're not going to do it. You're going to have somebody else do it, and that costs money. And I know that that's, you know, this whole website was built for $3,000 or $4,000, not 50. You know, give us 50 grand, and we'll go build a VCB website that has all the bells and whistles behind it, and only one person in the world can can touch it. But we don't have that kind of money, and our site was built very well for a limited amount of funds. But I agree with you, and I think we need to discuss that at our next meeting with management.
And I still think there's going to be a need for if the chamber's going to be still the fulfillment center, the visitor center, what have you, there's still going to be somebody internally that's going to need to put in the updating of different things, or they're going to need to give me that information. So in the time that they give me the information, they could almost go on the site and update it.
And we've got money budgeted, too. That's another thing that in our current approved budget, we've got money dedicated to taking care of that website.
I'm in favor of what John's saying. I think that it should definitely be separated from at the opening page. There's a link that takes you to the chamber part of the site. But other than what's on the home page is the visitors. And it should be changed and kept up to date. We shouldn't have winter specials on there in July. Okay? And it is embarrassing. And there's nothing that turns me off going to a website and seeing that nobody's looked at it since last winter.
Yeah.
And they're expecting me to, participate.
I'm in favor, but
there is one thing that I think we need to be clear on, too. The chamber owns the website. Okay?
The domain name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have had access to it, but it's going to definitely take Kim and the chamber saying yes, too, which I don't think they're going to – I don't think they're going to be against because
again, I think it's real easy. I think this needs to be a huge thing. It really, really comes down to this is Kim, you're busy. We know you're overworked on this.
And throw him under the bus. I would have expected you to say, "Gee, we shouldn't have winter specials up there in July. I need to get that fixed. How'd that stay there? And then whatever, get it fixed. If that's what's going on." I'm not going to throw this all on the visitor center to say that, because we have money budgeted for Darcy and those kinds of things.
But you need to decide who's to do what, because
I agree.
The problem here is not any one person's fault. It's a lack of clarity.
Right.
So if there's clarity in terms of who is supposed to do what,
then we can throw them under the bus.
Are we able to make a motion on an item like this tonight?
Certainly, you can make a
motion.
We can. Yes.
Okay.
I would like move that John Sorgenfrei take over the updating and general look maintenance to the website.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Second.
Does that include information also, updating, or is that going to come from the visitor center?
Well, again, I think we can, we can take this in small steps at least. And if I know I'm responsible, frankly, I thought that something like that would have been changed. Obviously, I haven't gone to the website to see that, or I would have noted it. And if I'm responsible for keeping it current, but I'm not also the one that changed it from spring to winter either.
No. It was stayed spring.
And that idea of sending
obvious change that needs to be made.
And sending those people to Mammoth was a bad idea, John. No, it's just any other. I mean, again, like John says, baby steps to some degree. In other words, we've got the initial
that we're putting it on John as far as the visitor side of the website. We're going to put it on John to make sure that it's up to date, looks good. If there's any major changes, then obviously they'll be brought before the committee. But as far as regular maintenance of keeping it up to date, yeah, it's on John.
Okay.
I think the words up to date give me a pretty good direction. It's pretty obvious. Go look at the site on a regular basis. Make sure that what we're doing makes sense seasonally and that we, change it out when we have the budget to do that. And we did preserve the budget for web. We cut some, but we have money in there to be able to make changes and keep it designed oriented, and it's just gone through a major facelift.
I have a clerk's question. Did somebody second the motion?
John did. John Solon did. Is there some other discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. We got some business done. Pretty impressed.
just to, maybe we could kind of wind this down. I mean, we've talked about an awful lot of things tonight, and I think it's some terrific ideas and some things that we can, you know, obviously make work, some of which we've already kind of dealt with and are trying to deal with without anybody's guidance. We've kind of guided ourselves. I would like to see us try to send some consolidated message to City Council with regards to, you know, the makeup of our committee, the commitment that we, you know, have or are willing to do, and, you know, what
taking on more with subcommittees. I would really like them to be much more specific about what that is. Our task has been promotion. We're looking at it to expand into some of the local areas. We're going to try some things right now. But as far as the rest of it, and that's where, for me, it gets real gray, and I'm not real clear on what the rest of it exactly means and how does that fall into the promotions committee. So maybe I want to hear back from them. You know, when they talk about business development, okay, I'm still not clear on what exactly do you want us to do. I'm a little lost there. And you know, tourist promotion, well, that's what we're doing. Website, that's what we're doing. Hotel, motel, I definitely get a feel from them of what they're saying is we need more of a connection to the rest of the hotel motels and even local businesses, that we as a committee need more connection to them. And if they can give us some direction on, or we can give them some ideas on what we feel as a way to accomplish that.
I'm going to see if I can get 30 or 40 of them to the next city council meeting and introduce himself. So, I mean, is there? If we're making motions, it's not really for our business, but at least it would consolidate our feelings.
As far as subcommittees and can give us direction, then that's something that we would be more than willing to look at. But right now, I think we want to maintain where we're at and maybe expand it too. But I want to stay as a full committee.
I will second that, with the added caveat that it's the diversity of viewpoints and opinions that makes it an invaluable contribution. And trying to parse it into smaller groups will preclude that greater discussion, which is worth once a month for me.
Any discussion?
Aye. Opposed? Great. I want to make a motion that we ask City Council to hold a joint meeting with us and the City Council at some relatively near future date to discuss all the ideas that are going to be forthcoming.
And the other thing I've noted here, and I've written again every time they have the business development, is in the margins, definitions. That it is, I think, as Billy agrees, it's incumbent to them to come back to us with more concrete definitions. If we can define promotions, we can define marketing, as we had a sort of a miniature discussion about what marketing entails. Well, for their word business, similarly, to actually see defining of terms so that then we can discuss it all on the same page.
Industry was the word that was used by Melody DeMeritt. She had two things, promotion and industry.
Yeah.
Industry is a big question mark.
And industriousness is a different form of that verb noun.
I'll second Ed's motion.
Filled the plate a little bit anyway. We've kicked enough. Okay.
One more public comment?
I didn't know we had any public comment. This was very specific private individuals that talked to us tonight.
Well, this is a very specific...
You just want the last word, don't you?
...individuals speaking to you tonight. And one thing that...
Could you state your name, please?
About, oh, Nancy Castle. That's right.
I always wanted to say that.
The events, knowing about the events. Well, all of the events in Morro Bay have to have a permit. and I think this came up before, of asking facilities to notify somebody about the permits as they come through. Would it be possible to notify John Sorgenfrei about the quilt show that's coming or the bottle show that comes twice a year here? And the various events that do come through, I don't know if there's legal restrictions or whatever, but that's something that you might look into.
I don't know, but I don't think, I assume the permit applications themselves are public information. We could just share those.
And I think that would be a place that if facilities was asked to send them a copy to you and a copy to John, that then some sort of evaluation could go on as to, you know, where's the hook on this one, you know, so that you could bring the people in and write the copy on it.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Bob, are most of the permits for events that take place here, would those go through Exum Parks?
Yeah, all special events go through. That's where the permit begins. The only caveat I would place on this is that if someone, it may turn out to be another, so that's the one caveat. But if as long as we're able to live with that, and well, know what's going on.
I think what's going to be important is that we don't, every event that comes through here, we're going to promote it. For one, it's not going to be realistic for me to do that from a business standpoint. What I would like is that maybe we collect all these events, but I want direction from the promotions committee to earmark. I don't know what the number is. It could be 5. It could be maybe 8. To say these are major events that we all deem that to be newsworthy enough to where we're going to be able to get publicity for. And go after those and market those like we did the Endeavor, where we get media partners and we really go all out. And what I'm saying is, instead of trying to promote 40 events, pick 5 or 6 that are really good events that not say good, that's a bad word, but that have mainstream appeal, that are going to be events that the media is going to embrace, and we know that going in. So because you can't go to the newspaper like every 2 weeks with something, because they're not going to run that.
No, you sure you can.
Well, you could, but you won't get covered.
Well, I think that what Nancy's one of the points to be made here, it doesn't have to be a press release every time. It can be just strictly a matter of letting the world know on our website, oh, there is a quilting show, because I'm mm-hmm. not so sure
well,
anybody
I think,
does.
I think
just
that's
simple
fine,
stuff
but,
like that.
But I still think the bigger picture, again, from a recommendation from me to you, is that this committee still picks some events like the surfing event, other events that are going to be real marketable, and that they're going to have, maybe they start small and they can grow into events that are going to attract people from the valley to come over here and spend the night and watch them, and start seeding those now.
Because there has been this loss of, well, I didn't hear about that event, and I'm trying to promote things here in the town too with the channel, and there's a lot of things that don't cross my path either. So if we all had a way of connecting, and then if we collect all of the events even for a year and then start evaluating and see the trends of what's happening in town, is the appeal demographics changing? Are we going from the bottle show that appealed to one generation to surfing and skateboarding that's the newest generation? You know, that sort of thing can be seen. And then in the website, I'm hoping we can get pictures of the events, because one of the things about our website that's been depressing is, you know, that we go to the place where it says the car show's coming up, and it's just a text. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday from these times. Don't know if that's within the budget, but I have lots of pictures. Or Steve's International TV has lots of pictures. We could help. They aren't the greatest pictures, perhaps, but we could certainly help.
Do you have the digitizing and compression software for streaming video?
I don't know. That's not my department, but probably.
Yes, they do.
And then the other idea I've had is, and I don't know how this is going to sit, but I had it a couple of months ago when the budget committee was going on, is that what about a citywide effort to bring your friends and relatives to Morro Bay? You know, Morro Bay has got a hole in their pocket that needs to be filled. Come visit and have dinner, you know. But if everybody invited all of their, sent out on all of their distribution lists, a
grassroots support organization, as if, and it shouldn't look like we're kind of
pulling together to save Morro Bay in sort of like, I see some of those 1980s films where the town comes together to sort of do that. But in some ways, there's something to be said for a grassroots campaign. It's actually fresher in some ways, perhaps, than what might be perceived as a very high-priced, canned, over-the-top advertising campaign. That what makes it a news story is the town that tries to get its own tourists actually goes out of its way to do it, and it becomes its own sort of heroic grassroots effort, and that's what the news catch is. That they know that the town beset with budget projects didn't.
The only thing I would say to that, and I'm not saying this can't happen, but you better well fulfill the promise, because if you put that out that you love tourists and that you put out this big campaign and you don't love them, you're dead.
Well, as you said, it's not going to happen first.
So you've got to get them to love them first.
I've got to tell you, the first summer I had the cart down on the Embarcadero, okay? And during the week there wasn't a whole lot of tourists and stuff, and the fishermen come up and hang out, and the local scenes happening at the cart there. And then one weekend, summer starts, and man, it's packed down there. And I've just been busy, and this guy's waiting to talk to me, and I've got this line of tourists, and I'm working like crazy, and finally I get a little break, and he said, man, you ought to close down on the weekends. There's just too many tourists down here. And sometimes that's the mentality I see in Morro Bay. You ought to close down. There's just way too many tourists here.
Well, I think it gets back to, in any kind of advertising, especially nowadays, I think people ask, what's in it for me? You know, dollars to do that. But
no, it's a funky and low-tech. That's sort of the catch to it.
So your job, before we adjourn, your job is to come back here and
with the badge minute machine.
I'd like to know what it's going to cost to produce those buttons.
Okay.
I can tell you what that is.
You can?
You can get them for quarter a piece. Where? 10 cents a piece. Through specialty
advertising. That's a big difference, 10 cents and a quarter. Oh, real
size.
I need some of those right away.
Okay.
Can we have a motion to adjourn?
It's on the floor.
It is?
Yeah. I made that
motion.
It was
actually, I think it was even seconded.
You moved to adjourn?
I did.
At this meeting?
Yes, I did.
Who seconded it?
Well, we were Nancy.
But David is now. Did you second it?
I'm now seconding that motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. We'll see you at the city council meeting, and that would be next,
the 8th.
August 8th.
A week.
Public
tonight.
Comment period.
Tonight.
Stand up and wave and tell everybody who you are if they haven't seen you tonight.
Well, that's the time to have the buttons ready. And I will go to work.